Good morning. I'm speaking with Dennis Nottingham. We are in Anchorage, Alaska, at his office. And this is December 19, 2006. And my name is Marie Mitchell. And this oral history interview is for the Hall Road Project for the UAF Rasmussen Oral History Program. Thank you. Dennis, tell me a little bit about a background, where you came from. How did you kind of lead towards civil engineering?
Well, my great-grandfather was one of the early people to come out in the West. He came out to Montana in about late 1870s, and he was provided wood to the steamboats coming up the Missouri River, as well as had a trading post, which I was able to visit the site this year. It was very interesting. Nothing much left of it, but it was still, you know, kind of nostalgic to see the history of the place. Anyway, those people stayed there through all the Homestead Acts, and they were raised cattle, were ranchers, and they were builders and basically inventors and all kinds of interesting things in that background of that family side. So I grew up farming, building things, you know, helping out wherever I could in the summertime, and trying to make a little money for college. And then eventually went to Montana State College in those days. It's Montana State University today.
University of Montana?
Well, 55 through 1960. I ended up with a master's degree in civil engineering from Montana State University College in those days. And in those days, they had, it was kind of the era where people were starting to go to college. Before that, these colleges were very small. Now they're quite large. And a master's degree in those days was a significant degree. Now it's more common. But what that did, because I was able to study advanced structures and soil mechanics, called geotechnical engineering now, allowed me to work on a lot of very interesting projects. So in Montana, I designed a couple major bridges, and the first one was in my hometown across the Missouri River, large bridge.
Again, that hometown's called?
Fort Benton, Montana, is where I went to high school. Anyway, I got to design that bridge. Still there, looks like new. It was one of the last of the riveted plate girders, a type of bridge that was built before welding became prominent. Welding became prominent with the advent of modern steel and better quality control on steel. So we began to use welding a lot more. But those first, I did two big bridges that were actually riveted. So when you tell young people now you design riveted bridges, they don't know what you're talking about. Their eyes glaze over and look at it. But they were very good bridges.